blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome to another day and another beautiful topic. A topic you can say is a need of our time. Value your parents. Seriously, because the status and the dignity of the parents are very high and elevated as well. Always respect your parents. And in nowadays, many stories, many places you can see the children, they don't give respect to your parents. They don't speak softly. They can speak to their friends softly, but they don't speak their parents softly. And many other things, inshallah, azza wa jal. Why is so important to respect our parents? Serve your parents is our topic, inshallah. Waseem bhai, Iftikhar bhai, very vast experience they have about this, because they're dealing the children on daily basis, mashallah. Hafiz Adil with us, mashallah. Our Madrasatul Madina is also dealing parents and also dealing the children. So they all have a different stories, inshallah. We'll start with the blessings of Durood e Pak. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever sent peace and blessings upon me, Allah azza wa jal showers mercies upon him. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We start with, mashallah, Hafiz Adil, a kalam.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasool Allah, wa sallam alayka ya Habib Allah. بلغ العلا بكماله بلغ العلا بكماله كشف دجا بجماله حسن جميع صلي صلوا عليه وآله صلوا عليه وآله هي كبي درود سلام تو سجی رہی کبھی نات لب پہ سجی رہی غم ہجر میں کبھی رو پڑا غم ہجر میں کبھی رو پڑا کبھی حاضری کی خوشی رہی بلغ العلا بکمالہ مجھے یا نبی تیری دید ہو مجھے یا نبی تیری دید ہو تیری دید ہو میری عید ہو ہو مجھے یا نبی تیری دید ہو تیری دید ہو میری عید ہو جیونے جس نے دیکھا ہزار ہزار بار اسے پھر بھی تشنا لبی رہی بالا رولا دی کمالی کوئی آیا لے کے چلا جسے چاہے جیسے نواز دے جسے چاہے جیسے نواز دے یہ مزاج عشق رسول ہے بلا چاہے جیسے نواز دے یہ مزاج عشق رسول ہے بلا رنگولا بھی کمال جس مل گیا سبر گئے اسے آخرت میں خوشی رہی بلا رنگولا دی کمالی یہ زندگی کوئی زندگی نماز ہے نہ ہی بندگی یہ ہے زندگی کوئی زندگی نہ نماز ہے نہ ہی بندگی یہی حب جا کی ہے گندگی تیری کیوں نظر میں بسی رہی بلا رولا بھی کمال جو نبی کی یاد میں उसके सबर गए उसे आखिरत में खुशी रही बलागल रूला भी कमाली मेरी जान हो जिस्म से जब जुदा मेरी जान हो जिस्म से जब जुदा हो नजर में जलवाए मुस्तफा हो मदीने में मेरा खातिमा ये سگے مدینہ کو یا خدا تو سگے مدینہ کو یا خدا غم روزگار سے لے بچا غم روزگار سے لے بچا دے غم مدینہ آئے رضا دے غم مدینہ آئے رضا یہی آرزو دلی رہی بلا غل علا
Allah, beautiful, beautiful kalam, mashallah. Very important topic. Stay with us, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. You will learn many, many words of wisdom, inshallah. We'll start with Iftikhar Bhai. Very vast experience he has because he's dealing many, many students, children on daily basis, mashallah. Iftikhar Bhai, no doubt, is a problem in our society. That we don't give respect, we don't give value to our parents. Yes, when we need them, on that time, yes, we can go, we can ask, and we can, very softly we speak. But when the time is over, when we, like 18 years, 20 years, and we start earning our own money, and then we don't give them value, we don't give time to them, we don't give value to them, we don't sit with them, there are many other issues, and parents crying on these things. Our children, they don't give us time.
Ji, I'm glad, Shah Sahab, that we do discuss these topics a lot on Madani Channel and especially on these programs. Why? Because if they're not going to be discussed, then how are children going to be aware of them? How are they going to realize that these great personalities in their house, the value of them? Parents are no doubt a great blessing of Allah Almighty. And to know about them, how to serve them, all of this, they have to learn. And if it's not taught in many institutions or places, or it's not highlighted to them the rank and the honor of parents, then they're not going to realize this. Or if they don't see practically themselves how we are looking after our parents, giving them time, then our children, they're not going to follow suit. So Allah Almighty commanded to treat parents nicely after commanding to worship. And therefore Allah Almighty states in part 15, Surah Bani Israel, and your Lord has commanded that do not worship anyone except Him and treat your parents with goodness. So after the command of worship, treating our parents with goodness, we have been commanded to do so. From here, we can learn that how important it is. So how is this kindness going to come? One of the few things that are mentioned here, that is mentioned that one shall love them from the bottom of his heart, without any desire or any knowledge for any bounties of the world, or inheritance or houses or money. He shall speak respectful words, dignify them, we shall keep striving to please them. These are some of the things that are mentioned regarding how to treat the parents well. If you further listen and read regarding some ahadith, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, pleasure of Allah Almighty lies in the pleasure of the parents, and displeasure of Allah Almighty lies in the displeasure of parents. So you can't become successful without pleasing your parents. You can do all the worship in the world, but if your mother, father upset with you, then you haven't gained that success. Remember, your parents are those people that love you without having want anything in return. They've done everything for you. Their life changes. When you become a parent, you realize that you were living for yourself first. Now you're living for somebody else. Now they become your priority. Now you get up early. Why? To get them ready for school. You get ready quickly so you can drop them off and make it easy for them. So the whole dimension changes when you become a mother or a father. It's mentioned by Sayyidina Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala an has narrated that a person humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what rights do parents have upon their children? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, they both are your paradise and hell. You will attain paradise by pleasing them and become deserving of hell if you displease them. Allah. So displeasing your parents, we've been given warning. It's mentioned that Sayyidina Jahima alayhi rahma came to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I want to fight in the path of Allah Almighty and I've come to your court to consult with you. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do you have a mother? Is your mother alive? He replied, yes. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, make serving her obligatory upon yourself because paradise lies under her feet. Go serve your mother. So here we think that we could do so many other things, but our parents, our Hajj is in the house. You look at your mother, father with a merciful gaze, you get the reward of Hajj Mabrur. They are waiting in their house for you to come so you can sit with them, please them. They will listen to your story all day long. They will listen to your problems. But we haven't got time for them today. And the way we're treating them, unfortunately, parents are crying. Honestly, their children have become gangsters and become all sorts of people and they don't know how to speak to their parents. How you speak to your friend outside, that's not how you speak to your parents inside the house. How you speak to your teacher, that's not how you speak to your parents. Your parents, you lower your gaze. You stand in front of them like a gulam, like a servant, waiting for their order. And any order that they give you should be happy to fulfill that. Just like when our friends, unfortunately, the example I have to give, just like when our friends call us and they say, brother, come to the shop with me. We're ready. Yes, we put our trainers and we go running outside to make him happy, to please him. But those same parents that raised you, brought you up, that spent the nights in the hospitals sitting with you when you were ill, when they give you a slight order, and Allah, it's not even Allah. Difficult, glass of water, pen, something, we are not willing to do it. We pass it on. We ignore them. But when the friend is calling, why are we going running for?
2 o'clock in the night.
2 o'clock in the night to get a packet of chewing gum.
You don't feel any tiredness or anything.
2 o'clock at night to get a packet of chewing gum. Yes, brother, I'm there for you to get a packet of chewing gum. Is this packet of chewing gum so important that he has to call you at 2 o'clock at night? So today we are learning regarding serving our parents. Never ever should we think that we've completed it. We've taken them to one appointment. I took my mother, father, Hajj, Umrah. I took my mom to a hospital appointment. I got them this. So I've done quite a lot this week. You can never ever finish serving your parents. Even if you spend all your life serving them. And today, our little things that we've done, we think that's it. We
give one on Mother's Day and Father's Day, we give a bunch of flowers. Yes.
Recently happened and I found my mother on that day. My mother said, do you know what day is? I said, Mother, every day is Mother's Day for
SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah.
She said, son, you gave the right answer. So it's not one day, is it? One day you take some flowers and you give them. Okay, yes, you did so. But every day is Mother's Day. Every day. And my mother, she gave a beautiful reply. She said, do you know when it's Children's Day? Every day that you come.
Allah, Allah.
She said, you know, for me, when my sons come, every day is Children's Day. For us, when we go see them, that is, in fact, Mother's Day. When you sit with them and you spend time with them, to buy flowers is easy. And to give them is very easy. But to go daily, speak with them, sit with them, and give them priority to our parents, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, thou please them. It's very easy. You know, out of all the people in the world, Shah Sahib, the easiest are to please our parents.
The easiest way, I can say in simple words, the easiest way to go in Jannah, to make your parents happy. Simple, because Allah Azza wa Jal pleasure found in the pleasure of the parents. In simple words. So the easiest way you can say to go to Jannah, Huma Jannatoka wa Naru. They are your paradise and they are your hell. If you please them, you go to Jannah. And if you displease them, then doesn't matter. You're doing so many things. I'm going every year for Hajj, I'm doing this. If your parents are not happy, nothing except enough. Seriously, you will be in big problem. आपको सही बता रहा हूँ, यू विल बी इन अ बिग प्रॉब्लम बिकॉज इफ योर पेरेंट्स नॉट हैप्पी विद यू, बिकॉज इन कुरान पाक मेनी प्लेसेस अल्लाह अज़्ज़ा वजल हैज़ कमांडेड अस एंड ऑल्सो इन अहदीस मेनी अहदीस इफ द पेरेंट्स दे नॉट हैप्पी देन अल्लाह अज़्ज़ा वजल इज़ नॉट हैप्पी विद यू. So you need to be very, very careful about that. Okay, parents zara si baat karte, look at about that. For them, every day, when they look at you, they start happy. And when we see them, oh, we don't have time to sit with them. The one major problem, the parent, they don't need your money. They need your time. Just the time. Mohabbat ke saath with love, have some, spend some time. And seriously, go and ask those people who lost their parents. Seriously, you think it's granted? Seriously, it's a big name of Allah Azza wa Jal. Try to wo kehte na ki qadar kare, respect this name. Ye chali gayi na, phir realize hoga aapko. Wasim bhai, a bada is very, very painful for those who lost their parents.
Definitely, Shah Sahib, and I think I'll start with this, that right now there will be many duas with you, Shah Sahib. Many mothers at this moment in time, many fathers will be making dua for you for touching a topic like this. Because every other house you go to, every other house, there's this particular problem. My children don't respect me. You get a call in the middle of the night, whether everything okay, you're calling me. What's the reason you're calling me? My son doesn't listen to me. My daughter doesn't listen to me. This is the problem that, you know, you could say every other road, every other street, you will find this particular problem. And it's so unfortunate to see when you were a child, you couldn't move properly. You couldn't get something yourself. You were dependent. At that time, they looked after you. And today you are, in other words, you are independent and you're like, oh, I don't need them. So it's something that is very, very critical. And like the narration that you've just beautifully mentioned as well, that they are your Jannah and they are your hell as well. Now, Shah Sahib, one thing that I would just like to mention here before I go into the Quranic ayah as well. You know, this well, if you look at our society, we're facing a lot of problems. Jealousy, we're seeing backbiting, we're seeing all these problems, especially jealousy in our community. Today, a brother will be jealous of another brother. A sister will be jealous of another sister. Cousin, same wise. An employee, they will be jealous of each other. But you will find that one unique relationship where a mother will never be jealous of her son. A mother will be like, may Allah give you more success. A father will never be jealous of his son or daughter. Instead, he will say that, I'm proud of you, I'll give you more du'as to be more successful. That is the reality. Today, they're going to the next level. Swearing at their parents, abusing at their parents, you know, shouting at their parents. And Shah Sahib, you know, today what's happening is that children are literally shouting at their parents in public, swearing at them in public, telling their friends, telling other people in their family, my mom's like this, my dad's like this. I mean, they're your parents. They bore you up, you couldn't speak. Shah Sahib, a mother is that beautiful relation. You could not even speak. Your mother could understand my child needs this. You could, today we could express it. Adil bhai, I got pain in my arm. Adil bhai, I got pain in my stomach. But that time when you couldn't even say anything, your mother would know that my child has got pain in his feet, in his legs, in his stomach. That's the relationship, that bond that a mother and child have. Literally, you can't find that bond in this particular world physically at this moment in time. But unfortunately, we're seeing this. Even if you look at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what used to happen? How beautiful is Islam? Look at the status that Islam has given to the parents. What used to happen before? Before Islam, the children, they used to go to the marketplace and they used to sell their mothers. Today, Islam says, with Islam, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, Islam says that Jannah is under the feet of your mother. That's how beautiful Islam is. So this is one beautiful aspect of our life that we need to really, really understand that, like you beautifully mentioned, Shah Sahib, every other day we go for Fatiha. Every other day we go for Janaza. Every other day we go for burial. We see these scenes time and time again when we go for Fatiha. Whether who's passed away is so-and-so's mother. They will tell you one thing every single time when you go for Fatiha. Brother, respect your parents. My one's gone now, respect your parents. Brother, my one's gone now, I've lost everything. We hear these statements on a weekly basis. We hear these statements on a monthly basis. But it doesn't change the relationship that we have with our mother. And the other thing that I would just like to briefly touch upon here, Shah Sahib, something I heard, two statements I heard in the last 2 or 3 months, absolutely shocked me. I spoke to one individual and his mother passed away, so I gave him a call. He was far away, so I gave him a call. And you know, the way you offer condolences. And I was like, he was talking about his mom. And you know, something he mentioned to me, which even till today I'm surprised. He goes, my mother's passed away. Oh, no doubt I feel upset. But she'll tell you the good thing. Should I tell you the positive thing? That we didn't have to pay a penny for her funeral. We didn't have to pay a penny for her burial. She sorted everything out. That's the main thing for us.
Allah.
You lost your mother, you lost your father. And instead of saying that I've lost everything in the world, in other words, the person is saying that at least she paid for her own funeral, I don't have to pay a penny for her burial. This is the reality today. Meaning that those du'as that she used to give you, Allah, no one's going to be, yes, you might have an auntie, you might have an uncle, but then no one comes close to a mother or father. But these are the statements that we're hearing in today's day and age. Okay, she's gone. Yes, we miss her. But the main thing is at least you paid for her own funeral. This is the reality. And Shah Sahib, the other statement, which inshallah we'll move back to Iftihar by then. Someone mentioned something to me 3 or 4 weeks ago. We were talking and we were just waiting for something and we were talking. And this individual goes to me, I go to him, how's your parents? Because he lives a bit of far distance. And he goes, oh yeah, she's okay. But it's been about 5 weeks since she called her. But she should be okay. This is another reality. His mother is 70 years old. Meaning, once you get past 60, 70, you know, Allah give them long, healthy life to all the Muslim parents, inshallah, azza wa jal. But 60, 70, once they pass, you should be now more in their service. And he's like, for 5 weeks, I haven't asked by my mother. Why, brother? Why haven't you asked about your mother? Brother, I don't have time. I've got my wife to look after. I've got my children to look after. That time, when you didn't even, you couldn't even speak, you couldn't do anything. You know, Shah Sahib, something I mentioned to one youngster the other day. His mother, we'll come on to this as well. One parent, he goes, my son, he doesn't listen to us, etc., etc. One thing I said, and one thing that I would say to anybody that is watching at this moment in time, especially for those that have had children. You know, sometimes, you know, when we go to sleep, and the first few hours is deep sleep. You know, if someone tries to wake you up in 1 or 2 hours after sleeping, it's very, very difficult to get by that time. It's very, very difficult to really get up and do anything at that time because it's deep sleep. I said to this individual, you will only understand the value of your mother. One thing to do. And when you go to sleep at night, put an alarm or get someone to wake you up after half an hour. You won't even be able to get up. You will have the strength to get up. But your mother used to sleep for half an hour, 1 hour. Oh. Wake up for milk, give feed you, make you sleep. Then it takes time to go back to sleep. Then she used to go to sleep, maybe another hour, 2 hours. Then she used to wake up. I said to him, you try this. You wake up after half an hour, you'll be completely finished. But your mother, your father used to wake up every half an hour, every 1 hour, every 2 hours. So this is one way that we can understand. No doubt, we cannot understand the value of our parents and the sacrifices that they went through. But the message that we're giving from today's platform is we need to respect our parents.
It's true, mashallah. Many things can be said about what you have said. Many stories we heard about on daily basis. Seriously. Mothers, father, they crying because they left their parents and they have nobody there to look after them. And one more thing. He's saying for 1 hour and 2 hours, Waseem bhai, think about this, sacrifices everything for you. If they realize, because when they were little, the parents, they're sacrificing everything. They don't care about their job. They don't care about anything. For whole night, if you're in hospital, it's only person stay with you is your mother or father. Same. No one else. No your friend. Even in the hardest situation, if you look around, anything happened to you, not your friend, no one else, is only your parents, your father, your mother, outside the prison or outside the hospital. You take anything, anywhere, any problem you face, the only one who have 100% pure love for you. Every love has something. Keh sakte aap, even with the wife, with your children, but parents ka jo love hai, 100% pure hota hai. उनमें कोई ऐसी मिलावट नहीं होती. वो बहुत, यानी कि वो कहते हैं ना, अगर बच्चे के जख्म आ जाए तो सबसे ज्यादा जो तकलीफ होती है वो माँ और बाप को होती है. और आपका आज जो प्रॉब्लम है, आपकी प्रॉब्लम शुरू हो गई है सिंस यू डिसरिस्पेक्टिंग योर पेरेंट्स, सिंस यू नॉट गिविंग वैल्यू टू योर पेरेंट्स. बिफोर यू आर गिविंग वैल्यू टू योर पेरेंट्स, दे रेज द हैंड. और जब माँ के हाथ उठते थे तो दुआ कबूल होती थी, क्योंकि माँ की दुआ सबसे जल्दी कबूल होती है अपनी औलाद के हक में. माँ की दुआ लीड्स टू पैराडाइज. दे मेक यू पाई, दे मेक योर प्रॉब्लम्स ओवर स्ट्रेट अवे, क्योंकि अल्लाह माँ की दुआ को जल्दी सुनता है. लेकिन आपने दुआएं लेना छोड़ दी. यू डूइंग सच एक्शन कि आप माँ बाप से मिलने ही छोड़ दिया. पहले आप जाते थे, दे रेज हैंड, ओह जा रहा, अच्छा माँ मैं इधर जा रहा हूं. वो दुआ करते थे. आप अपनी जिंदगी में मगन हो गए. आप माँ बाप से दुआ लेना भूल गए, माँ बाप को बताना भूल गए, उनके साथ मुस्कुराकर बात करना भूल गए. यकीन करें, एनी प्रॉब्लम यू हैव, go sit in front of your mother and father and just request, please raise hand. Once their hands been raised, seriously, your problems will be over. That's your mother and that's your father. Respect them.
ਪਾਈ ਪਾਈਆਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਬਾਵਾਂ ਹੋਂਦੇ ਤੇ ਪਾਈ ਪਾਈਆਂ ਦੇ ਬੇਲੀ ਬਾਪ ਸਿਰੇ ਦਾਤਾਜ ਮੁਹੰਮਦ ਤੇ ਮਾਵਾਂ ਠੰਡੀਆਂ ਛਾਵਾਂ ਬਾਪ ਮਰੇ ਸਿਰ ਨੰਗਾ ਹੋਵੇ ਵੀਰ ਮਰਨ ਕੰਡ ਖਾਲੀ ਮਾਵਾਂ ਬਾਜੇ ਮੁਹੰਮਦ ਬਖਸ਼ਾ ਮਾਵਾਂ ਬਾਜੇ ਮੁਹੰਮਦ ਬਖਸ਼ਾ ਤੇ ਕੌਣ ਕਰੇ
ਰੱਖਵਾਲੀ. ਇਸ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਦਾ ਦੁਆ. ਦਾ ਪ੍ਰੋਫੈਟ ਸੱਲੱਲਾਹੁ ਅਲੈਹਿ ਵਸੱਲਮ ਸੈਡ ਦ ਦੁਆ ਆਫ ਮਦਰ ਇਜ਼ ਆਨਸਰ ਕੁਇਕਲੀ ਇਨ ਹਰ ਚਿਲਡਰਨਸ ਫੇਵਰ. ਵਾਈ? ਇਟ ਵਾਜ਼ ਆਸ ਯਾ ਰਸੂਲੁੱਲਾਹ ਸੱਲੱਲਾਹੁ ਅਲੈਹਿ ਵਸੱਲਮ ਵਾਈ? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, a mother is more kind than a father and the dua for mercy is not rejected. So any problem you have, you want to gain success, you want to be a good person in society, you want to achieve something, ask your mother and father, they do dua for you. Inshallah, you will see one day the success lies under your feet. Seriously, yaisi to nahi kehte na ke maa ke kadmon mein jannat hai. Jiske kadmon mein jannat hai to uska haath ud gaya to क्या से क्या मिल जाएगा. गुनाहगार को कहां से कहां पहुंचा देती मां की दुआ. सीरियसली ट्राई टू टेक द दुआज ऑफ योर मदर एंड फादर. मैंने बहुत सारे देखे जिनके जब चले गए ना उसके बाद वो रोते हैं, काश मैं कदर कर लेता, काश आई विल गिव टाइम टू माई पेरेंट्स, दे प्रॉब्लम, आई वॉज बिजी इन माई लाइफ, आई वॉज डूइंग बिजनेस, आई वॉज लुकिंग आफ्टर माई फैमिली, बट यू फॉरगेट अबाउट सच अ पर्सनैलिटीज, द ब्लेस्ड पर्सनैलिटीज जिनकी वजह से आपका वजूद है. बिकॉज ऑफ देम यू आर हियर. हु यू आर? बिकॉज ऑफ देम. एनीथिंग यू अटेन इन योर लाइफ इज बिकॉज ऑफ देयर ब्लेस्ड दुआ एंड बिकॉज ऑफ देयर ब्लेस्ड पर्सनैलिटीज. लेकिन हमें कदर ही नहीं आज के दौर में इफ्तिखार भी. सीरियसली
शाह साहब, वेरी ब्यूटीफुल पॉइंट. लुक, मनी विल फिनिश, यू नो द बैंक बैलेंसेस, वी कैन बिल्ड देम अप इन वन चटका, वन गो दे कैन गो. You know, the dua of your parents is going to continue for generations.
Subhanallah.
It's going to make you successful in every generation. You want success? Then before you go into any field, before you go to any test, any difficulty that you face, phone your mother before you go. Watch the duas and the confidence that you will get. If you're feeling that you're not going to achieve something, phone your mother once. Get that dua and you will be from zero to hero. Your confidence will shoot up. And this is what we think. Today we think that if the parents are giving us money, then that's it. That they are giving us, that's the advantage that we're getting from them. And we're overseeing that their dua is very valuable. What they leave, even if they leave us little, but they have so much blessings in it that it can make us become those people that our future generations can gain benefit from there. There was a father, he became very ill. He had four sons. And out of those four sons, one of them was very pious. He said to the rest of his brothers, either you look after father, but you'll have no inheritance. Or I look after father and I won't gain inheritance. The other three were greedy. They said, you look after him. There's no point us looking after him if you're not going to gain inheritance. You look after him and you get no inheritance. He served his father. He looked after his father. He gained the duas of his father. He gained the blessings of his father. And one night he had a dream. In the dream he was told that in such a place there's 100 dinars buried, gold coins. Go take them. He woke up in the morning, had the mashwara. But in the dream, he asked, is it beneficial for me? He was told, there's 100, but they're not beneficial for you. Told the dream to his wife, and she was a little bit greedy. She said, take them. We need lots of clothes for the children. We need things for the house. take them? He said, no. I was told there's no blessing in there. Then what happened the next night? He had a dream again. But this time he was told 10 dinars. He again asked, is there blessing in there for me? He was told, no. Wife said, take them. We need something. But his father's du'as were with him. He said, no, I'm not going to take it. After a while, he had a dream. 1 dinar. He said, is there blessing? They said, yes. He went to that place. He dug it up. He found the dinar. Went to the bazaar. He purchased 2 fish for that 1 dinar. When he was cutting them open, 2 pearls, 2 such diamonds Allah. That were from there that were priceless. They were such unique. They were so unique that nobody had seen them. But the king of that time was after them. He had knowledge from people that these are the ones he's after. And what he done is when he realized that this man has them, he sent him such wealth that 30 mules loaded with gold he offered him. 30 mules loaded with gold for that ruby or whatever he found inside that fish. After selling that, he became such a wealthy man. Such a wealthy man due to the du'as of his father. After some time, the king, he said, there's another matching piece to this. If anybody has him, I'll offer him double to what I gave to him. He had the second one as well. He offered him twice the wealth they offered the first time. Meaning that 60 mules full of gold he gave to that individual. When you have your parents' du'as, when he had his father's du'as, he didn't take the inheritance. He wanted to serve his father. He wanted his father to gain his blessings and his du'as. And there's many out there. Wasim Bhai has talked about people out there that don't give their parents any priority. But out there, they are such that they love their parents so much. There's a brother that I know very well. His father reached the age of 100 plus. He served his father. He left his job. He left his job. He left many things that he served his father. There's 2 brothers that come to mind. They served their father. And today they are so successful that everybody in their family respects them. Whether they're their nephews, whether they're their children, whether they're their son-in-laws. They all respect them. Why? Because they saw him dedicate his time, serve his father, gain his father's du'a. Every Friday, even though his father's not in the nearby cemetery, every Friday he goes to his father's grave. And he recites there, he reads there, he recites Quran, he does his salih swab, he makes du'a. And he doesn't miss that. So in our communities, we find these individuals that they gain their parents' du'as, they gain their parents' love, and they gain their parents' sympathy from them, and they're successful. And yet, they're on the other side, you see those that are going from pillar to post, from door to door. Because they're
keeping money for themselves only.
For themselves. Remember that we're hiding our wage slips from our father and our mother. They don't want your money. They never ask for it. Even if they were in need of it, they still wouldn't come to you to ask for it. The money that if we can give anything, then it's alhamdulillah, it's our blessing for us. Not that we're doing a favor for them. If we can give any contribute in any way, then we should try to help them in any way we can. But trust me, parents won't even come to us. They'll pass their time in difficulty, but they won't say anything to us. But remember, when we do help them in any way, the du'as that they give are amazing. That's why every day, before you set off to work, is a 5-minute call. Just phone your mom, how are you? She'll give you du'a. That son, may you have a successful day. And that du'a will be ringing in your ears all day. That du'a, when it rings in your ears, you feel like an individual that you can't fail. You think to yourself, I can't fail today. Mother's du'a has been made for me. And her du'a is accepted in the court of Allah Almighty. That 2-3 minute call. Many a time, Shah Sahib, before we come on Madani channel or go to a bayan or do anything, if shaitan nafs is with us, you feel nervous. One call to my mother and she makes that du'a. And from here, trust me, your confidence goes to here. So alhamdulillah, take their blessings, take their du'as. And that doesn't mean the father don't take his du'a. One out of all the du'as are accepted. The father's du'a is also accepted. Father makes du'a very less. But when he makes du'as for you, when he makes du'a for you, everything changes. The whole ball game changes. Sit with your father. Get du'a made from your father. Inshallah, Azawajal, they'll make du'a for you and your difficulties, your problems will be solved. GCSE exams coming up for students. A-level exams coming up. They've got their university. They're stressing. They're worried. And they're saying, I've got no time for parents. I'm locked away in my rooms. I have to focus on my Jesus. Trust me, you're going to not gain that success like you would have if you phone your parents and gain their du'as. And inshallah, they want success for you. Just because we can speak English like Wasim Bhai said, and we got big words and we educated people. Remember, in front of your parents, it doesn't matter about your master's or your PhD. In front of them, you're sitting like a small child.
Yeah.
Like you were when you were 4 years old. Like you were when you were 3 years old. Forget your PhD. Forget your master's degree. Forget
even
your
you have child.
Even if you have children, you still... like that small
yeah,
child in front
you
of your parents.
A child as well.
In front of your parents. No doubt that in front of your parents, when you do go, you should be going with this mindset that I'm nothing. They raised me, they brought me up, they gave me everything. It doesn't matter what I have, what car I drive up to their house. It's due to their blessings, their sacrifices, I've got this.
Yes.
And this is how I achieved it. Not because of my own self, it's due to their commitment and their dedication for me.
Yeah, mashallah. That's true, because normally we discuss about the mother sacrifices, but we always forget about the father is the main pillar of the house, is the middle door of Jannah. Seriously, we don't give respect to our father, he's our teacher. But what happened after 6-7 years till 20, 30, 40 years is a villain in our life. We consider as a villain person, oh, he's stopping us from this, he is a guidepost for you. He has a vast experience, he has faced all these things. He wants to save you from these things. He knows what's happening outside. And as Wasim Bhai has beautifully mentioned about that, when you were not able to speak, they understand your language. Your stomach pain, your ear pain, your everything, they understand. You're hungry, what do you need on that time? But now, when you speak and you say, you don't understand what I mean, they understand everything. It's you who don't understand your parents. Seriously, aapko nahi pata. I've seen my own eyes, the father, apne bachcho ke liye logon ki gaaliyan khate hue bhi suna hai. Log bura bala kehte hai ki aisa ho gaya, lekin apne bachcho ke liye bichara bardasht kar raha hota hai. Bahut sari hoti, job ke udhar idhar udhar problems hoti hai. He's facing everything for you. Hardship, usko bhi bukhar hai, usko bhi problem hai. But he's going for, why? Because of you. Ek aadmi ko khane ke liye kitna chahiye? He can earn enough for himself. But why is he doing overtime? Why is he doing 12 hours work? 14 hours, 16 hours? It's for you. It's for family. He's sacrificing everything. He's buying every year shoes for you. Not for himself. Clothes for you. Every year. For his school, every 3 months, 6 months. Every occasion, Eid, Badi Eid, then on weddings. The whole family needs money. It's not an ATM machine. You think they are ATM machine, then become an identity at least. Identity to ban jaye unki agar unko ATM machine samajhte aap. Ke wo bata to sake ye meri aulaad hai yaar. Nahi karte hum log is tarike se. Aur phir hota ye hai ke wo regret afterwards. Don't hurt him when they are alive. When they are alive, you don't give time. You don't speak about good to them. But when they passed away, then my father was this. Uske baad ke unke samne baat kare yaar. उनके सामने बोले आपने लिए बोले बहुत कुछ किया जजाकल्ला आपकी वजह से मैं इस काबिल हूं जजाकल्ला थैंक यू वी डोंट अटर दीस वर्ड्स इन फ्रंट ऑफ आवर बॉस इन फ्रंट ऑफ अदर्स वी से सॉरी फ्रेंड्स 100 times कह देंगे सॉरी यार माँ बाप को कभी सॉरी किया आपने उनके तो सबसे ज्यादा करना था वरना सीरियसली बिग डिजास्टर फॉर अस वसीम भाई फादर के लिए तो वाकई है ना किया क्या इसने He hasn't done anything for me. Left only 20,000 pound. Left only 30,000 pound. Aapka wajood hi aapke walid sahab ki wajah se. Seriously. No, no. Consider these things. They are your blessing. Agar maabaap nahi hote, to aapka wajood bhi nahi hota. They save you from all the troubles and problems. Jabhi aap itne bade huye. Aapko lana, le jana, dekhna, sara. Maa te isliye hamdardi ki chupa kar de di. Baap ko pata hota tha ki ye galat hai. Baap rokta tha to wo villain ho gaya hamari life ke andar. Wo villain nahi hai. वो पिलर है जिसपे आप खड़े हैं अगर आप उसको कंसीडर करें इज नॉट अ विलन इन आवर लाइफ ही इज अ हीरो इन आवर लाइफ कोई हो ऐसा बच्चा बोले मेरी लाइफ में जो हीरो है मेरा वालिद है उन्होंने मेरे लिए सेक्रीफाइसिस की है वो देखे फिर औलाद उसको कैसी काम उसकी औलाद उसकी फर्मा बरदार बनेगी हमारी औलाद इसलिए फर्मा बरदार नहीं है कि हम अपने माँ बाप के फर्मा बरदार नहीं है और अल्लाह ताला कयामत तक तमाम पनिशमेंट को रख सकता है लेकिन माँ बाप की नाफरमानी की सजा जो है वो आपको दुनिया में भी देगा और आखिरत में भी मिलेगी ये माँ बाप की सजा टिट फॉर टैट यानी कि जैसा करोगे वैसा भरोगे ऐसा नहीं आप अच्छा करें आपकी औलाद आपके साथ अच्छा करेगी क्या कहते हैं वसीम भाई
यू नो द अदर प्रॉब्लम वी हैव so many problems in our community, especially related to the disobedience of parents. You know, the other problem that I've observed in our community, that I've seen this so many times. Mother's alive, father's alive. Disrespect. Your own children, in front of them, you're disrespecting. In front of your wife, you're disrespecting. In front of, you know, other family members, you're disrespecting. The whole world knows that you disrespect your mother and father. But then what happens? The mother passes away. The father passes away. We've spoken about regarding the crying and everything else. But then what happened? Just to put ourselves in a good position, what did they say? They say, you know, my mom, she really loved me. This is what I did for my mom. This is what I did for my mom. This is what I did for my mom. Brother, most of the time, the people have seen you disrespecting your mother. And all of a sudden, just to make ourselves look good in front of the public, my mother, she loved me. This is my mother. She did this for me. She did this for me. She did that for me. Wasn't it better if you did this while she was alive? Instead of showing off, in other words, instead of making yourself look good after she's passed away, isn't it better to do that now? The other thing that I just wanted to quickly discuss regarding, you know, up until 11, 12, 13, you'll see one thing in our society: my mom's the best, my mom's the best. My dad's the best, my dad's the best. Mm. But what happens is, after they reach the teenage years, it becomes the opposite. You see a completely different situation. One of the major reasons behind this, and this is what I wanted to just discuss today as well, is when you're growing up, because at that time you don't understand everything, and you don't understand, you know, what your parents have done for you. At that time you love your parents. But what happens is, once they get company now, friends, that side comes into your life. Now what happens is, this is something that I want the youngsters especially to understand. Your friends, your company, they will show you a attracted world. They will show you a different type of world. Now, what happens is that the young people, they automatically get attracted to that. Now, what happens is, father says, look, don't spend time with this individual. Don't spend time with this particular company. But because these individuals are showing you attracted side, what's going to happen is, no. Then what happens is, the clash comes. Mom, you don't know anything. Dad, you don't know anything. Why? Because these people that are showing you the attractive world, it's only a short period of time. They'll show you drugs. They'll show you alcohol. For the first few days, for the first 2 weeks, you might look nice. But what happens after that? You get addicted. All these other issues start happening. But your parents who told you, don't go near here, they were looking short term. They were looking long term. This is where the clash comes. That our young people, you know, when they say that my mom and dad don't know anything, they don't know how to bring us up, they don't know what's happening in the world, it's because you are looking at it only from a short-term aspect, where they are looking at it from a long-term aspect. Know that at times parents make mistakes as well, but a mother and father only wish good for you. This is something that we understand. You know, the point that you mentioned earlier, I just remembered one story about who's there for you at your difficult time. There was a individual. His dad used to tell him all the time, don't get into this crowd, don't get into this crowd. He ended up in that crowd. Dad said, get out, get out. He couldn't get out. What happened one day? This is what happens in gang culture. He was walking home. He got beaten up. He was all alone as well. He got beaten up so badly, Shahsab, he was in a coma for 4 months. Now, when he woke up, once he regained his consciousness, once he got up and he looked around, when he opened his eyes, the first person that he seen sitting on his side was his mother. Then he looked on the left side. Who was sitting there? The father. He spoke to the doctor. Doctor said, what happened, etc., etc. The doctor told him the whole situation. You were in a coma. This is what happened. This is how we treated you, etc., etc. But the doctor, he mentioned one critical thing. He said, whilst you were in this coma for 4 months, the person on your right and the person on your left, these are the only two people that would come at 8 o'clock in the morning. Then what happened, Joseph? 8 o'clock at night, most of the hospitals, visiting ends. Your mother will say to me at 8 o'clock at night, give me one more hour. Let me stay two more hours. Let me stay three more hours. And he goes, what about everyone else? What about my friends? What about those people that I sacrificed my life for? No. Not even one person came to see you. She wanted all the time with you whilst you were in hospital in a coma. They did not even have the audacity to come and see you. This is exactly what happens. This is why, you know, the point that yourself and we discussed right at the start, that, you know, this world, with the friends come and go. One day your best friend with someone else. Next week, he's my new best friend. Third week, he's my best friend. Well, what happens is, the relationship, the love that your mother and father will have for you, they will never even come close to that. This is why we're talking on this platform today, is respect them before it's too late. And one thing that I will mention here, Shahsab, as well, is if you are 20, 25 years old, one thing I will say to you, do the shukr of Allah that Allah has given you parents. Why? How many people, recently I believe you went to Turkey a couple of weeks ago, one of your clips went viral, that you went to the orphanage house as well.
Yeah.
And then when I watched that video, and there was 20, 30 young children that were coming out, I was thinking to myself, how lucky are we to have parents? You go and visit an orphanage house, someone is growing up without a mother. Your mother gave you all the love in the world. That child has no mother. That child has no father. The other,
no laps to cry.
Exactly.
On there.
No shoulder to cry on. There's another clip that I watched. You know, like in our Pakistani family, and especially in the villages, what happens is that it's one big house and there's 3-4 families living. The brother's got his family on one side, the other brother's got one. Now, what happened is that there was this one brother crying. He goes, the economy is so bad. My brother passed away. I am now dependent on not only looking after my family, but looking after their family. Now, the thing that I learned from this particular video is, look, those children who lose their mother or father, imagine how they will live their life. You know, in other words, when their mother and father were alive, they could ask for things. Now that their cha-cha or their uncle is looking after them, it's not the same thing.
True.
They can't ask easily. They can't ask, you know, that freedom that you have with your mother and father. Yes, he's your uncle. He's your first uncle. He's your close uncle. But first of all, his priority will be his family. Then whatever is left over, he will give to his brother's family, whose brother who's passed away. So really look after. And one important thing that I will say to all the viewers of Madani Channel today, do the shukr of Allah. If your parents are alive, do the shukr of Allah. And second of all, look after them before it's too late. Because just, I think it was 2 months ago, I met one brother. His father passed away. He goes, oh, I was unrespecting him. I was like we hear all the time. But there was one thing he said. He went suddenly. We don't know who's going to go suddenly. Next day you could wake up. We got one brother from Stoke, Mahmood Bhai. I'll mention his name here as well. He went into his kitchen. He found his mother lying dead on the floor. This could happen to anyone. They could go at any time. So look after them. Respect them before it's too late, inshallah.
Jaisa karoge, vaisa bharoge. Seriously. Jo aap kar rahe na, wohi aapke saath hoga. The way you're treating your parents, in simple word, ask yourself. You don't have to go anyone and ask yourself, are your parents happy with you or not? A simple question. Are they happy? The way you are treating with your parents, is this the way will take you to Jannah? Or that way you are taking here and you going there, uske baad idhar baat karte, idhar baat karte, idhar. Phir hamari life mein thoda twist hota hai, Iftikhar bhai. Ab wo way kya aata hai? One way hamara ye hota hai ki as soon as our shadi live hoti hai na, then life twist over ho jati hai hamari. Phir everything is this. No parents, no mother, no father. Halanki bhai, biwi ke apne rights hai. Your children have their own rights. But your parents, they have main rights. उस मेन राइट्स को आप बिल्कुल इग्नोर कर देते हैं. जस्ट फ्यू इयर्स बैक आई वेंट इन द मस्जिद, वन ऑफ द मुबल्लिग दे डिलीवर अ बयान अबाउट द पेरेंट्स एंड इट वाज इन रमजान. द नेक्स्ट डे मुबल्लिग वेंट अगेन द लास्ट 10 डेज इन रमजान एंड वन ऑफ द ब्रदर आफ्टर हिज स्पीच ही केम आउट एंड ही वाज क्राइंग एंड ही हग्ड हिम एंड ही सेड, ब्रदर यस्टरडे आई लिसन टू योर बयान एंड आई रियलाइज अबाउट माय पेरेंट्स. 8 years, for last 8 years, I haven't spoken to my parents because of my wife. She stopped me. इस तरह भी कमजोर लोग होते हैं जो बीवी की वजह से अपने माँ बाप से बात नहीं करते, अपने बच्चों को जो है दादा दादी से मिलने नहीं देते. ये एक एक अजीब सी evilness इंसान के अंदर है. बोला after 8 years, I was thinking कि मेरे माँ बाप मुझे क्या कहेंगे, but मैं गया, मैंने दरवाजा खोला, मुझे देख के उन्होंने मुझे कुछ भी नहीं, गले लगा लिया, रोने लग गए, मुझे माफ भी कर दिया. मैंने फिर रियलाइज किया कि यार दुनिया में कितना किसी के साथ करो, माँ बाप वो है जो झटके में सब बुला देते हैं. आपने जितना भी उनके साथ जो भी किया वो माफ कर देते हैं. एक ये औलाद ही है जो अपने माँ बाप की कदर नहीं करती है, सीरियसली. और वो भी है ना, अल्लामा इब्ने हजर मक्की अलैहि रहमा ने इसको नरेटेड किया है. द प्रॉफिट सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम सीन ऑन द नाइट ऑफ मेराज, द पीपल ऑफ द ग्रुप हैंगिंग विद द ब्रांचेस ऑफ फायर. हु वर दीस पीपल? And Jibreel alayhi salam replied, these are those people who speak ill about their parents in the world. We are wohi log hai jo duniya mein apne maa baap ko bura bhala kehte the. And majority, agar aap dekhe, minority ki baat nahi kar raha, majority they speak ill about their parents. When they sit with their friends circle, oh my father this, my mother this, even ke jo ghar ki bachchiyan hain, they speak about, yani they lie down on the sofas on their phone, on your iPad. Father, mother ne hi aapko provide kiya. But no respect. Look at the respect of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Apni beti ko aur beti kis tarah deti thi. Jab aate the to khade ho jate the. Aur jab wo tashreef laate the to beti jo hai wo khadi ho jati thi ki aaiye. Kis tarah ye sikhaya gaya hamare ko life mein. हमारे घरों के अंदर ये चीज नहीं है ना बेटी की है ना बेटे को कोई रिस्पेक्ट ही नहीं पता हमारे इसमें
सस्ता यू नो जस्ट बिफोर इफ्तिहार बाय यू मेंशन समथिंग वेरी क्रिटिकल देयर दैट यू नो टुडे इन आवर कंपनी यंग पीपल दे विल स्पीक बैड अबाउट देयर पेरेंट्स बट देयर इज वन थिंग अबाउट पेरेंट्स नो मैटर हाउ बैड द चाइल्ड इज द मदर एंड फादर विल नेवर गो एंड स्पीक टू अदर पीपल दैट माय सन इज दिस माय सन इज दैट पीपल विल कम योर सन इज दिस योर सन इज दिस Your son has done this. No, no, no. Maybe you say, no, no, my son is good.
Always covering you.
Always covering and always talking positive. So this is something to learn as well, that you will speak bad about your parents, but your mother and father will never speak bad about you.
Is wajah se bimar pad gaye. They're in hospital. Kyunki unko depression ke marz ho gaya ke they can't speak bad about you. What you are doing with them, aap jis tarah unko treat kar rahe, they don't go everybody and say, look, what's happened to me? Mera bachcha mere saath kya kar raha hai? They don't say these things. वो अंदर ही अंदर बीमारियां पार लेते हैं आपकी वजह से माँ बाप बीमार हो गए आपकी वजह से डिप्रेशन में चले गए आपकी वजह से स्ट्रेस एंजाइटी के अंदर चले गए और कोई और मेन रीजन नहीं हो सकता कोई और रीजन हो लेकिन एक मेन रीजन आप भी हैं बिकॉज यू डोंट वैल्यू योर पेरेंट्स आपके बात करने से उनकी प्रॉब्लम दूर हो सकती थी आपको परेशानी होती थी माँ बाप कितना टाइम देते थे They left everything. अच्छा क्या हुआ चलो आओ और आज जब उनको आपकी जरूरत है तो आप दूसरे मुल्क में बैठे हुए और आप बोले यार ठीक है यार कोई बात नहीं मदर डे फादर डे पे बात तो कर लेता नो दिस इज नॉट द राइट वे यू हैव टू गिव रिस्पेक्ट यू हैव टू गिव टाइम टू योर पेरेंट्स इफ यू वांट टू गेन सक्सेस इन दिस वर्ल्ड एंड हायर आफ्टर यू हैव टू ये कोई ऑप्शनल नहीं है मैं जो बात करना चाह रहा हूं इट्स नॉट ऑप्शनल करा तो करा नहीं करा तो नहीं करा ऐसे नहीं हो सकता यू हैव टू हर हाल में आपको करना इफ्तिखार
भाई जी शाह साहब मेंशन रिगार्डिंग व्हेन वी मेक न्यू रिलेशंस दैट डजंट मीन यू अबैंडन ओल्ड वंस एवरीबॉडी हैज देयर राइट्स यस यू आर मैरिड यू गॉट चिल्ड्रन दैट डजंट मीन यू लीव योर ब्रदर्स योर सिस्टर्स योर पेरेंट्स टू द साइड एवरीबॉडीज गॉट देयर राइट्स एंड नो एनीबॉडी शुड टेल यू दैट यू शुड अबैंडन योर पेरेंट्स नो शुड द वाइफ बी सेइंग टू हर हस्बैंड और नो शुड द हस्बैंड सेइंग टू द वाइफ थिंक्स फ्रॉम हर पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू व्हाट इफ द हस्बैंड सेड ओके यू कांट गो टू योर पेरेंट्स हाउस Then no, she's going to be going crazy. And if the wife says to her husband, obviously he's going to feel the same. So here you have to give that time, prioritize. They both remember when she comes, that's her parents as well. And for you, your in-laws, they're your parents. Treat them. When you treat them with respect, they will also, then she'll see that he's treating my parents with respect. I won't need to treat his parents with respect. It all works together. Everything has to be working in that way. And if you look, you mentioned regarding the father, the mother, The father, we don't see the difficulty goes outside. We don't see that. As a child, one of the things that a child he doesn't see out of all the things is that his father, the struggles is going outside. Whether he's doing taxi or restaurant or factory or whether he's whatever he's doing is in the office, it's not an easy day. He's earning money in a difficult way so he can come and make it easy for the family. So here we also have to see and we think to ourselves, father's done nothing for us. And this is a common quote that we are saying. One easy way to see Check today. You go into the house where the shoes are kept. You pick your shoes up and pick your father's shoes up. You see that your father's shoes are probably worn out. In a lot of the cases, they probably got holes in there. And he's probably not changed his shoes all this time. Why? And you wearing the latest trainers. I've got 2-3 pairs of trainers. And your father's shoes, you see that they are worn out. They are old. They have holes in there. Why? So you can live and have a life of comfort and ease. Jeez. You see the example from there. Test it yourself today. Have a look at your father's shoes and look at yours. And you see the huge difference. And a son, this was the case with the son. He demanded things from his father. Father, I want a new laptop. Why? Because everybody else has got a new laptop, a new tablet, a new phone. They got the new one that flips open. I don't want this one anymore. Father, everybody's got a new motorbike. Get me a new motorbike as well. This one's no good. I want the new one that's a little bit more, obviously, cool for me. The father, he was trying everything as much as he can do. But the son's demands were more and more and more. One day he thought, my father is so tight, he doesn't buy anything for me. And the other children are getting from the latest to the latest things. Out of anger, he took his father's wallet. He put on his father's shoes and he burst out of the house, he ran away. He thought, today I'm going to buy the things myself. After a while, he noticed that there was something in his shoe that was causing him difficulty. And his shoe, he had come across something and his foot was bleeding. He looked at his shoe and he realized that these are not his shoes. When he ran out of his house, he didn't put his shoes on, he put his father's shoes on. He realized, he took the shoe off and he looked inside. There were many holes in the shoes. His father had many pieces of cardboard to cover a lot of the shoes. He realized, these are my father's shoes. He opened the wallet. In his father's wallet, he took out the first slip. His father was paying off to buy a laptop for him.
Allah.
Paying off monthly for him. His father was paying off monthly to pay a motorbike for him. His father, his own medical bills. He hadn't gone to see the doctor because he couldn't afford it. But yet, he had paid all of those monthly bills so he can buy for him. His tears came into his eyes. He went home and he fell to his father's feet. He realized that what his father was doing, he couldn't see. And he jumped to conclusions. So don't jump to conclusions. When your father's not there, maybe he's doing something for your benefit. So your mother and father, you see your mother in the house, you see her doing all these things, but your father's also working hard outside. Both of them are trying to make your life a lot better. So when we realize and we go through these difficulties, we then realize that what our parents have been through. And today we have children sending pictures in, don't we? Once a mother, she said, son, you got a little bit of time, draw a picture. He drew a massive house, Shah Sahab, a huge house. And then he drew next to the house a garage. And he drew all his brothers and sisters. And mother said, son, that's a beautiful picture. Can you explain to me? He said, yes, mother, this is my room. This is my sister's room. This is where my dad is. This is where I live. This is the garage. She said, son, where am I? He said, there's you in the garage.
Allah.
You're going to live in the garage. She said, son, why are you going to put me in the garage? He said, isn't that where you put our granddad? Isn't that where grandma live at the moment? They live in the garage.
Allah.
They don't come and sit in the same room as us. They're over there. When I grow up, then that room's going to be spare. Mom, you're going to live there. She began to cry. She went straight to where he called the grandparents and she said, look, we're sorry. What we've done, we are sorry. So whatever we do with our parents, our children are watching. Tomorrow they're going to, this is not going to be the case that they're going to come one day and start kissing your hands and say, mom, dad, you're the greatest. They're watching, they're observing, they're seeing what you do, how you do things. And practically everything that you're doing, for them it's a lesson in itself. And when they see you do all these things, and you're taking time out, you're taking them down to the grandparents, you are respecting them, they'll also do the same for you. But if you don't do it, then the case is going to be that, like Wasimbai said, you're only their hero up to a certain age. After that, they'll pick their own hero. And if they pick the wrong one, then what might happen is that they put you on the back bench.
Yes, mashallah. Beautiful Madani Pool, bahut sari cheezein rahi gayi hain, lekin कलाम होना चाहिए इंशाल्लाह काफी देर हो गई अदील भाई काफी देर से जी अदील भाई
सल्लल्लाहु तआला अला मोहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम फिर करम हो गया मैं मदीने चला 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 फिर करम हो गया मैं मदीने चला कैफ सा छा गया मैं मदीने चला कैफ सा छा गया मैं मदीने चला झूमता 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 मैं मदीने चला देख तारे मुझे ये नजारे मुझे देख तारे मुझे ये नजारे मुझे तुम भी देखो जरा तुम भी देखो जरा मैं मदीने चला मेरे गंदे कदम और उनका हरम मेरे गंदे कदम और उनका हरम लाज रखना खुदा लाज रखना खुदा मैं मदीने
چلا لاج رکھنا خدا میں مدینے چلا لطف تو جب ملے مجھ سے مرشد کہے لطف تو جب ملے مجھ سے مرشد کہے لطف تو جب ملے مجھ سے مرشد کہے چلو بید رضا چلو بید رضا میں مدینے چلا جھومتا جھومتا میں مدینے چلا میری الفت مدینے سے یوں ہی نہیں میری الفت مدینے سے یوں ہی نہیں میرے آقا کا روزہ مدینے میں ہے میرے آقا کا روزہ مدینے میں ہے میں مدینے کی جانب نہ کیسے کھینچوں میں مدینے کی جانب نہ کیسے کھینچوں میرا تو جینا مرنا مدینے میں گئے عرش اعظم سے جس کی بڑی شان ہے روضہ مصطفیٰ جس کی پہچان ہے روضہ مصطفیٰ جس کی پہچان ہے جس کا ہم پلہ کوئی محلہ نہیں جس کا ہم پلہ کوئی محلہ نہیں ایک ایسا محلہ مدینے میں ہے میں مدینے کی جانب نہ کیسے کھینچوں میرا تو جینا مرنا مدینے میں گئے پھر مجھے موت کا کاش سرکار ایک بار مجھ سے کہیں کاش سرکار ایک بار مجھ سے کہیں اب تیرا مرنا جینا مدینے میں ہے کاش سرکار ایک بار مجھ سے کہیں اب تیرا مرنا جینا مدینے میں ہے میری الفت مدینے سے یوں ہی نہیں میرے آقا کا روزہ مدینے میں ہے اے کاش میں بن جاؤں مدینے کا مسافر ہر سال میں بن جاؤں مدینے مدینے کا مسافر اسی ماہ ہمیں بر جاؤں مدینے کا مسافر بشر پر میں اگر جاؤں الہی روزہ خیر بشر پر میں اگر جاؤں تو ایک سجدہ کروں ایسا تو ایک سجدہ کروں ایسا کہ ہستی سے گزر جاؤں ان جاتے آخرت کا اس قدر سامان کر جاؤں ان جاتے آخرت کا اس قدر سامان کر جاؤں کہ طیبہ جا کے ایک سجدہ کروں سجدے میں مر جاؤں کبھی رمبر سے روزے تک کبھی منبر سے روزے تک کبھی روزے سے منبر تک کبھی منبر سے روزے تک ادھر جاؤں ادھر جاؤں ادھر جاؤں ادھر جاؤں اسی حالت میں مر جاؤں اسی حالت میں مر جاؤں کاش مدینے میں مجھے موت یوں آئے کاش مدینے میں مجھے موت یوں آئے جو کھٹتے تیری سر چلی ہو اللہ کرم ایسا کرے تجھ پہ جہاں میں اللہ کرم ایسا کرے تجھ پہ جہاں میں ایسا کرے تجھے پہ جہاں میں ہے دعوت اسلامی تیری دھو مل مچی ہو ہے دعوت اسلامی تیری
subhanallah inshallah back to our topic inshallah iftikhar there are many narrations about the parents and the importance of parents one of the beautiful narration in front of me in shobul iman volume 6 page 206 hadith number 7916 the prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said two doors of paradise are open for the one who spends his morning obeying his parents
subhanallah
two doors of paradise and if only one parent is alive then one door opens ye bhi pata chala ki jiske baap baap mein se ek chala jata hai ek jannat ka darwaza band ho jata hai so two doors open if you obeying your parents and two doors of hell are open for the one who spends his morning disobeying his parents and if only one parent is alive then one door opens a person humbly asks even if they oppress him He sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied even if they oppress bhale zulm bhi kiya ho bhale zulm bhi kiya ho bhale zulm bhi kiya ho hamesha hamesha unki farma bardari karni hai na farmani nahi karni hai to ye pata chala ki jannat ka darwaza khul jata hai that's the desire of everyone ki jannat mein chala jaun jannat ke darwaze khul jaye allah azza wa jal razi ho jaye one solution اگر ان ساری چیزوں کو نٹ شیل میں لیں دیر از ون ون سولوشن این ایزی وے ٹو پلیز اللہ عز و جل ایزی وے ٹو گو ٹو جنہ از ٹو میک یور پیرنٹس ہیپی
جی شاہ صاحب اف یو وانٹ ٹو نو اف اللہ از پلیزڈ ود اس اللہ از ہیپی ود اس دس از ا ویری سمپل سولوشن گو ٹو یور فادر ٹو ڈے اسک ہم فادر یو ہیپی ود می اف یور فادر از ہیپی ود یو اللہ مائٹی از ہیپی ود یو اللہ مائٹی از پلیزڈ ود یو اینڈ ریممبر دی فادر لائک سین بائی ارلیئر مینشنڈ دی مدر شڈ پٹ دی ویل آن ہر چلڈرن She would say, even though the son's doing wrong, she would say, my son's very good. Why? She doesn't want to get the embarrassment in community. But the father normally is a bit more of a straight person. He's somebody that will say what his son is doing, and he's very bit more difficult to please than the mother. Mother, you can please a lot quickly. But the father takes a bit more effort to please the father. Mm. And the father, normally when he is pleased, you can see that he's pleased with the son. Here, a point for the father is that it's inside you happy, but show to the son as well. He can't go inside your heart to see if you're happy with him as well. What do they say, Shahzad? It's tough love.
Uska ek status hota hai. Asal mein hota hai na ek naram aur garam. Ke itne bhi wo naram na ho jaye ke jo hai na wo walida naram hoti hai na. People take advantage. Bachche advantage uthate hain. Idhar se nikal jata, idhar se father nikalne nahi deta. It's like a goalkeeper, and he's got many arms and many legs to save. And it's true, you know, us age mein hi pata chalta. But when you reach that age, when you become a father, then you realize your father was right on that time.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to protect you. लेकिन वो होता वो अदर हो गया. आपने बोला था कि वो तो बात वो भी ठीक है, इतना भी वो नहीं हो जाए वालिद को कि बिल्कुल ही लोग भागे. लेकिन भी सॉफ्ट होना चाहिए
जी जी.
लेकिन इतना भी सॉफ्ट ना हो कि बच्चे दबा कर जो ना जो आजकल हो रहा है बिल्कुल. डोंट केयर अबाउट
जी. द पॉइंट आई वाज मेकिंग श्योर साहब इज दैट द फादर अप्रिशिएट योर सन एज वेल, अप्रिशिएट दैट इज डन वेल, इज अचीव वेल, एंड दैट वे ही विल गेट द कॉन्फिडेंस. इफ फादर डजंट गिव हिम दैट बैकिंग एंड दैट सपोर्ट, देन हु एल्स इज गोइंग टू गिव इट टू हिम? अ मैन केम टू द प्रॉफिट सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम एंड आस्क्ड हु इज द मोस्ट डिजर्विंग ऑफ गुड सर्विस, एंड द प्रॉफिट सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम रिप्लाइड, योर मदर. The man asked, then who? The Prophet ﷺ replied, your mother. The man asked, then who? The Prophet ﷺ answered again, your mother. The man asked, and the Prophet ﷺ answered, your father. So after saying the mother, the Prophet ﷺ said, your father. Here the ulama, they mentioned a very beautiful thing, that when it comes to serving your mother, when it comes to serving the parents, the mother, she's first. You give to the mother. But when it comes to listening to the hukam, the command, it's the father. The father, the instruction that he gives, you listen to that instruction. And also another point that I mentioned, which Allah Hazrat Ali Rahma mentioned, is that when your parents fight, you're not supposed to take sides.
MashaAllah. Get duas of your parents.
Shahzad, just very quickly, inshallah, there might be someone watching. We spoke about respecting the parents. Someone's parents might have passed away. So what could we do now? Dua, isale suab, especially on Fridays, go to their grave. This is a way that we can make them happy as well. Okay, you couldn't really please them in the world. Now that they've passed away, do isale suab for them, make them masjid for them, make a well for them. So at least reward will continue to reach them, inshallah.
My simple message to you, don't lose temper on your parents. Don't get angry on your parents in order to please other people. Normally this happens. We're making other people happy and we start shouting on our own parent. Because those other people, they did not spend their lives building your lives. It's only your parents who spend everything on you to building your life. So respect your parents. Give time to your parents. Gifts. Kehte kuch gift de diya karein. Take some gifts for your parents as well. Unko bhi kabhi diya kare na, sari zindagi unhone hi aapko diya hai. Aaj ho sake to apne ghar mein pyar mohabbat ke saath give respect to your parents, inshallah. Unke haath chume, unka matha chume, maafi mang le, maaf kar de mere ko, inshallah. Allah barkat ata farmayega. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The blessing from Rabbul Alameen, Islam is the way of life.